So, we're finally at page 17, and I don't mean to say finally, I just mean when we get to this page, you finally have the songs pre-recorded on the CD that comes with this book. You can download the tracks online from, in the beginning of the book, it has, depending on which book you have, it has a code that you can download. If you go to the very first page, the inside page of the book, you know, it has you instructions on how to download these songs by code, or you can play the CD that came along with it. And this is our first example. So if you click on track, it says right next to the song name, it says disc track 2, and there's Sunset. So we no longer need to provide you with okay, so we're gonna play along with it and we'll see if it's too fast. So that's been the problem with these in general, these CDs that come with these books, is they're too fast. You should pick a song at this point to try and get up to speed. Like on one of these previous pages, like 16 or, you know, 14 or something, and pick one of the tunes to try and get up to tempo. But for now, we're going to listen to Sunset and see if we can even keep up with it. And be aware that the metronome clicks you in 4 counts before you begin. So listen carefully here. Turn the volume up so you can hear the counting, okay. But uh-huh. All right, so here we go. We're gonna try and play along with it.
Ooh, okay.
Three, four. Now we have an interesting, this is a very interesting place to be, because what we're going to do is write down the goal tempo for this song. And so that's your goal, is to be able to play along with this recording. Let's see what the tempo is. This is why I'm re-recording the song onto this recording. I'm using the tap feature on my metronome, and it's about 87, maybe a little faster, like 90. So, okay. So now it gives you a goal. This is a great place to a totally different way of practicing that is really effective. And I use this in real life all the time. Like when I'm learning a piece, I try and find out what the goal tempo is, and then I write down what the goal is and where I'm, what my current tempo is. So I'm making a point about this, which is very important. So the goal is, and I'm going to write it right at the top of Sunset. Goal equals 90, and you can put BPM, which means beats per minute. We've seen that before, mm-hmm. Right? Or you can draw, alternatively, you can draw a quarter note, like, and then just put equals 90. You know, but your tempo right now is going to be much slower. Most students' tempo is going to be much slower, which is why we're creating this to help you learn. We're going to do two things. We're going to practice it slower and, you know, have you play it with the metronome so that you can gradually increase your tempo to reach 90. So that's your homework, is to... So I told you, go back and pick one of these songs and do it, but let's do it on Sunset. Let's do it on Sunset.
Okay.
So first we're going to find our tempo. So just read like what looks like the hardest part, like maybe the last line or something. You know, just try it without any tempo. You know.
Like for example here.
Okay, you think so, it's the second line, second bar would be hardest. So we got our tempo is going to be 40 beats per minute. And before we begin, we're just going to point out second to last bar, right? Where it says G7 and the third and fourth notes of that bar. It goes E, which is open, and then B, which is open, and then the final note is C, which is fret 1. So we're going to read this tune. We're at 40 beats per minute, right? We're less than half of the goal, but we don't care. It's way harder to get on the scoreboard at all than to get from 40 to 90.
Okay.
So this is very good. And keep your spot. We're not looking for perfection.
Okay.
We never really played with a metronome before, but you'll notice that I put the metronome such that the first click, like that, is different from the other three. That's right. So we're always going to start on like 1, 2, 3, 4. Awesome job. So that's at 40. So you would do it at 40, you know, on your own. And then once you can get it at 40, you're no problem. That may be too fast for some of you, maybe too slow for others of you. Then you would do it at 45. Then you would do it at 50. Then you would do it at 55, etc., right? And keep a log with the date. So we're going to put today's date and we'll put, you know, 40 beats per minute. For your reference, I am going to record it for you to play along with at 50, then at 60, then at 70, and then at 80. And then, of course, you have the recording, the CD itself, that came with the book, which is at 90. So, here we go.